You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hi, Fort Stewart, Hunter R. Meerfield. Kelsey here, back with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today, I'm joined by Major Jake Vogel, who's the Operations Officer with the Directorate of Emergency Services. Today, we're going to talk all about the updated speeding policy and traffic safety. Thank you so much for joining me. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. So I know you've been on here before, but do you just want to remind people who you are and tell them a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, Major Jake Vogel, Directorate of Emergency Services. It's my second time at Fort Stewart. This is a big job. We have the police department, the fire department, and access control. Today we'll be talking about traffic safety, which is one of my favorite things to talk about because it affects everybody.
Yes. So there have been some recent updates to the speeding policy for our installation. Could you share a little bit about what those changes are and how that affects our community?
Yeah. So at the end of April, the 3rd Infantry Division signed a updated speeding policy. The objective of this policy is to increase traffic safety by reducing speeding. So the key change is that we're no longer suspending people who exceed 20 miles per hour over the speed limit on their first offense. We recognize the burden that this places on the soldiers and their units as far as keeping people off the road for prolonged periods of time. So what this policy does is it introduces some new administrative consequences for speeding in excess of 20 miles per hour over the limit. On the first offense, the soldier will be counseled by their brigade commander and their command sergeant major to discuss the event and any corrective actions that the chain of command is doing with them. On the second offense, within 1 year, they will have to talk to the division command sergeant major about the incident and what the way ahead will look like for them. And then on the third offense, within 2 years, the soldier will have to meet with the division sergeant major again, and their on-post driving privileges will be suspended for 6 months. But this does not stop the chain of command from taking additional action as they see fit for any of these incidents.
All right. And then on top of that, there also is like Georgia's own policy. Could you share a little about those for people who maybe are coming here who don't know about it, and maybe just a friendly reminder?
Yep. So in Georgia, there's something called the super speeder law. What that is if you are driving in excess of 75 miles per hour on a two-lane roadway or in excess of 85 miles per hour on a multi-lane roadway, you will be fined $200 in addition to whatever your speeding fine is. So on post, it's $15 per mile per hour over. So if you're going 20 over on 44, you're going to see at least a $500 fine out of that incident. And if you don't pay it within 90 days, Georgia will suspend you from driving until that fine is paid or you appear in court to contest it. So it's very important to pay that fine if you are caught with a super speeder violation.
It can cost a lot of money just for speeding.
Oh, it definitely can. It is not cheap.
Does this speeding policy, does this apply to those who are not in the military or dependents, or is it just strictly soldiers?
So the 3rd Infantry Division policy is strictly for soldiers. However, the Georgia, it goes for everybody.
Mm-hmm. So another important topic, since we are officially in the 100 days of summer, and this goes hand in hand with that speeding policy, is traffic safety. What are your reminders for our community?
Okay, so one thing I do want to talk about with traffic safety is Georgia's DUI less safe law. The bottom line is there's no safe amount of alcohol that you can drink before driving in Georgia. A lot of states have what's called DUI per se laws, which that means your blood alcohol content has to be over a certain level before you can be charged with DUI. In Georgia, that's not the case. Georgia doesn't care what you're impaired by or the level of impairment that you have. So, for example, someone could have had two beverages and been driving unsafely across the center line, changed lanes without signaling, something like that, gets pulled over, and now all of a sudden they are in trouble for DUI less safe because they were not able to operate their vehicle safely. And also in this, there's something called the implied consent law. Every state has this. But essentially, by driving your vehicle in this state, or really any state, you are consenting automatically to provide blood, breath, or urine upon demand by law enforcement. If you refuse to do that when law enforcement demands that you provide a sample, you're going to get charged with DUI refusal. DUI refusal has the same consequences in Georgia and the same consequences in the military as a regular DUI.
Oh, wow. I did not know about the, refusal part. That's very interesting. Is there anything else for traffic safety that you'd like to remind anybody about?
As we're getting into the summer, there's going to be a lot of kids out from school running around. So you got to be mindful of when you're driving on posts, especially in areas, neighborhoods with children. You're going to see a lot of people on bikes as the weather warms up and people
walking.
Get out and walking and all sorts of other things that people do on the road that aren't driving. So just pay attention. You're going to see more motorcycles, of course. So just make sure you give them their space and follow the rules of the road and you should be okay.
Last update. Could you share a little bit about Gate 1 and the road work and the way ahead for those who are wondering?
Yeah, so we appreciate everyone's patience with the Gate 1 active vehicle barrier construction project. We know that this took a lot longer than is planned. Right now, we have West Boltman under construction, and it will be reopened about 1 June. And then there will be a little bit more construction on the sides of the road that will not close the road on Gulick, ending about 10 June. So you'll see construction workers still out there installing things. But by mid-June, everything should be done with that project, and we shouldn't have any more road closures.
No more touching that area.
Hopefully we are good.
All right, fingers crossed. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's all.
Perfect. Well, it's been a pleasure having you. I hope this is important reminders for our community on how to stay safe this summer. Please don't drink. Please don't drive. Please don't speed. Also, don't want to get a fine. To stay up to date on Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield activities, please follow us on social media and download the My Army Post app. Thank you so much again for joining me, Major Vogel.
Thank you.
I'm Kelsey Stieber, and that concludes this episode of the Marne Report. See you next week.
The My Army Post app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. With MAPA at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. My Army Post is free from your phone's app store. Download today.